Actually, one raising topic relating to AI is this agentic AI, which is actually an autonomous AI. So we have a solution. Actually, the technology is already existing. So autonomous AI, which can quite individually react and act together with the user. And this is probably something what could be used also in motivating and following and coaching our clients in the future. So what you just mentioned that if there is no motivation to do the exercise, the physiotherapist or occupational therapist or any rehabilitation professional are guiding, nothing is really happen. So I think these AI tools or coaching assistants or whatever we are calling those, they can be a very good and handy assistant also for the professionals. And if we use some technical tools or apps or solutions or even these smartwatches, we can get also the data and how that can be used in rehabilitation. Can we follow the process from distance and also send the individualized support messages or reminders or things like that? So I think there is a huge potential, but I don't, well, I believe that we see more and more these kind of solutions within the few years, because what you were saying, it's important to find also effective and cost-effective ways, both in nationally, but in globally as well.
You mentioned self-management earlier, and I think these technologies can actually also support the self-management, also self-assessment. And it might be good for some individuals that you actually can do the assessment yourself and try to also follow your process by yourself from the smartwatches or whatever. And for somebody, I think it might be very motivational because you're independently like trying to improve yourself, physical performance and whatever is the case. So I think that's something very important to note. There's also one role or some issue in the technologies, and I think it's the responsibility of the tech companies who are providing these tools, and if they give you any advices, and in which direction it's taking you, and what kind of advices are the tech products giving you. It's very, for somebody it might be like very frustrating. You are getting some kind of feedback, and what does it mean? Do you need to go to see the doctor or not? And what is the responsibility of the like tech companies in these cases? So that's something we need to consider when we are using and developing these tech-based rehabilitation or whatever systems.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The both responsibility in developing technologies, but also ethically solid solutions, and the ethical questions are very much important when we think about the AI, because we all know that there is quite a black box problem with the AI. So nobody is really knowing what is happening when we are using, for example, generative AI. So and that's really a one problem. And that's something we all need to be aware of. But if we think about the technologies, my personal view is that in the future, we probably don't have many rehabilitation process without some kind of technology. And this means that, okay, if we think about already now, at least in Finland, every physiotherapy or every therapy needs to use some kind of patient's management system. That's technology, which can be used in a multidisciplinary collaboration, for example. But more and more, I think that also the clients will be involved to use the technology. But here, it's very important to think about this individualized process.